Hello and welcome back to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. Today, I want to share some of my best tips on how to get organized in your business. Being organized is a big key to success. Now, I will be brutally honest with you. If you were to look at my office right now, it looks like a tornado came through two times. It came through and then it came back again. I'm not very organized in my office, but I am organized with the way that I spend my time in my business. And that's what I want to focus on with you so I can help you. If you're naturally an organizer, this is probably going to be easy for you. If you're real scatterbrained and you're all over the place, kind of ADHD like I can be sometimes, this will hopefully be beneficial. So the first thing you want to do to get organized, you want to create a business plan. I like to do a one-page business plan for my business. This is where you outline your mission, your vision, your goals, your unique selling proposition. That's what makes you different. Daily activities you need to focus on, and your marketing plan. This is basically the strategic work of a business owner. It's where you're looking at your business from the outside in. I learned in the Army that failing to plan is planning to fail. And if you were to ask 100 network marketers if they had a business plan, I'd bet at least 99 of them did not. Now, it doesn't have to be elaborate. You don't want some 50-page document. One page is more than enough. It's a living, breathing, working document that you can update frequently and refer to often. The next thing you want to do to get organized is you want to set specific goals for your business. You want to set daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly goals. Your business plan is going to help you do this. But where most people mess up is they set these big goals and they focus on things that are out of their control. For example, you can't control your rank. You can't control how many people you sign up. You can't control who does what. You can't control how much money you make. What you can control is how many presentations you book, how many people you talk to, how many videos you create, how many postcards you're going to mail. That is what you want to focus on when you're setting goals. What are the things that you can control, and what type of goals can you set that will stretch you out of your comfort zone and force you to do a little bit more? Next is you want to have a designated workspace for your business. Even if you just set up a folding desk in the corner of a spare bedroom in your apartment or your house, that's okay. This is where you're going to do your work for your business. You're going to sit down at your desk each day for 30, 45, 60 to 90 minutes. You're going to do the work that you need to do. You're going to be focused. And then when you're done, you're done. The next way that you can get organized in your business is time blocking. This is where you batch activities. You do one thing at a time. For example, maybe on Monday, you create your 5 YouTube videos for the week. Maybe on Tuesday, you do all your postcards and mail them for the week. Maybe on Wednesday, you do all your follow-up for the week. This is a way of time blocking and batching activities. I have found when I do one task at a time, I'm much more productive than when I try to do 5 things at a time. The next way that you want to get organized is you want to manage your finances. Most people struggle with this. I encourage you to have a separate checking account for your business. Don't mix your family money and your business money. Keep them separate. When you get started in your business, put a couple hundred dollars in your new checking account that's for your business. Order your products out of that account. Have your direct deposit or your pay for your company go into that account. Invest in your advertising and your business education out of that account. Run your entire business out of that separate checking account. That's going to help you a lot. Next thing you want to do is you want to back up your data. I can't speak for you, but twice in my life, my computer has crashed and I have lost everything. I don't want that to happen to you. So you can use a backup service, or you can use a USB drive or a separate portable drive that you can back everything up to. You can back it up to the cloud. Just make sure you have your important documents backed up. For example, I have hundreds of images, reports, PDFs, training, PowerPoints for my team that I've created, for my advertising, for my marketing. The last thing I would want to do is lose that hundreds of hours or thousands of hours of work that I put in creating those documents and those resources. So back up your data, do it at least once a week, and you'll be good to go. The next thing you want to do is you want to create a work schedule. I have found from personal experience that everyone has a work schedule, whether you own a traditional business or whether you have a job. You typically show up to work at the same time every day. You have lunch at the same time. You go home at the same time. Well, you want to set a work schedule for your network marketing business. What I like to do is each Sunday night, I like to plan out my week. I take out my day planner. I fill in all my activities. I own other businesses too, so I schedule that time in, and then I schedule time for my network marketing business around that. You don't need to work your business full-time. You can be very successful part-time if you show up every day, if you have a schedule and you follow it. And keep in mind, someone who is organized with their time, who works their business 1 hour a day, can be more productive than someone who works 8 hours a day and they're unorganized. They don't have a plan or a work schedule for their business. My final tip, and just to keep this video fairly short, is to have a daily checklist or a daily to-do list for your business. What I do for myself is I have an Excel spreadsheet that outlines all the tasks that I'm going to do each day to grow my business. And I have the discipline, and I hope you do too, that I never go to bed at night until I've done everything on my to-do list. So come up with the big 3, 4, 5 things that you need to do for your business each day. Make sure they are income-producing activities. And then make sure you do those 3 to 5 activities every day, 5 to 6 days a week. And what you'll find is you get into a routine, you develop a system, a way that your business kind of flows good for you and works smoothly for you. So these are my best tips on getting organized. I'm sure I missed a few. If you can think of something that I left out, I would love if you left a comment below. Also, in the description box below this video, I have some resources and links that might be of interest to you. Also, don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. I hope you got some value from today's training. I do post a video almost every day, so make sure you check back often. I appreciate you watching today. I hope you have a fantastic day. Thanks again.